There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, boy, do I encourage you to get tuned in. Bethany Blankley was with us. Breaking story. Yesterday, Greg Abbott tweeted out that he had declared the invasion of the border of Texas. Well, that's not true. He didn't declare the invasion. Ironically, on the very day that he tried to convince the national audience that he declared an invasion, he loaded up buses and sent illegal immigrants to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So if you are sealing the border and rushing down the National Guard and declaring an invasion and so on, right? That's what that's about. The governor basically saying, federal government, you're not securing us, you're not defending us, so I'm going to do it. And that's what would happen. On the day that he tweets, by the way, on his personal account, not on the federal government account, another sign. But nonetheless, he loads buses and ships illegal immigrants up north. This is the reason why the grassroots people here in Texas did not vote for Abbott in the primary. This is why. And that along with, the behind the scenes maneuvering that caused the Texas freeze that was actually the result of more Abbott policies in shifting Texas over to green energy. And to help me unwind all of that and this UN debacle in Egypt is the president and founder of CFACT. I want to welcome Craig Rucker. Craig, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here today.
No, it's a pleasure to be on your show, Pastor Greg.
Well, sir, I guess Abbott's faux shot at the border is just kind of in line with some of his administration's policies on actually supporting the wind turbines and the shutting down of coal here in Texas that was a big part of our freeze debacle. And now you guys go to Egypt in hopes of combating this same fake climate change. Talk to me about what you experienced.
You know, I've been going to these conferences, although I look on video, I'm sure, as though I'm in my 20s or 30s. I'm actually much older. I've been going to these things since the 90s. And I've just seen a remarkable transition of going from a fairly radical conference back then to where you saw, you know, kind of a who's who of activist groups and extremists like Al Gore and others, to this one. Actually, you found Republicans attending it. You had Representative Marionette Miller Meeks, Dan Crenshaw, Garrett Graves, John Curtis. They actually have a Republican conservative climate caucus panel. And to me, that was very disconcerting about this particular one, because at these conferences is kind of a start of what some have termed a great reset of society. What started kind of with COVID at a little bit, people are using now climate to try to move humanity into kind of a lockdown. Being discussed at these meetings are things like limiting people's private flights, getting a carbon credit system for individuals, whereas if you use too much carbon emissions in a given month, your credit might be frozen or things of that. MasterCard actually rolled out with this last year, that when you reach a certain threshold, you just can't spend anymore on things like filling up your car with gas, on things like personal flights and things of that sort. You know, of course, this doesn't extend to them. There was a ton of private jets that came to these things. Heads of state, including Biden, of course, who came after the elections there last week. But it's become very corporate. And matter of fact, one, as I say, it would be disturbing enough if the usual cast of characters from the far left were there.
Right.
But at this particular one, you're seeing even the right try to chime in.
And you mentioned, do they actually call themselves a conservative caucus? Is that how they label themselves at this event?
Yes, the Conservative Climate Caucus is what they call it. And I think the Indiana governor basically said the same. He's now going to Sharm el-Sheikh this week. All to pay homage to a bunch of radicals that really have kind of a, for lack of a better term, a far left socialistic kind of agenda, which is one that touts government management of the energy sources, even giving a lot of this authority to international bodies like the United Nations to kind of put caps on how much each country can have. Of course, the countries that they don't cap are ones like China, which is set to actually put online between now and 2030 as much coal use as we presently use. They, of course, are bandied about at the conference here as being great climate warriors and ones that are looked up to. But the United States and Western Europe, Australia, you know, we're the villains to whom we have to pay reparations. And that was another discussion that came up at this particular thing, is how much should we start paying developing countries for our past climate sins?
Reparations. We're talking reparations. Yes. Okay. See, the names don't change, do they? I mean, the topic may change slightly, but what they want doesn't change. You know, whether it's CRT, we gotta have reparations for CRT, or in this case, one of the things that strikes me about what you said about scoring, that's very similar to this whole ESG, right? The ESG scoring that they're doing on corporations, where they're saying, and, you know, economic, social, and what's the G?
Governance.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, essentially it's the same kind of process. So they're saying that these companies are going to be scored based on how they react with climate. And if you don't do it right, you can't bank. You can't accept credit cards. I mean, this is, and so now this is on a global scale as opposed to just being what our very left-wing progressive government is doing to us right here.
You're absolutely right, Pastor Greg. I was going to say that on Wednesday of last week, it was actually called Climate Finance Day. In that particular sessions that were going on, they were talking about really a couple different things. One is a new emphasis. It's been around for about 10 years, but it's never been taken seriously. It's called loss and damage. And what that means is that if a country undergoes some flooding or maybe a typhoon, and they ascertain that the typhoon was a Category 3, and if absent our emissions, it would have been a Category 2, we would, in the United States, be on the hook to pay for some of the cleanup in that country for what's going on. Wow. Because of our climate sins. If Tuvalu is a little island that's being flooded, and it has been for centuries, but mm-hmm. anything now is linked to us, we have to pay. But the other thing that they were talking about in climate finance was the ESG and trying to standardize how the ESG scoring goes. Because right now there's a bunch of different criterion. You have, ones that are put out, for example, by Bloomberg. You have other ones that are put out by MSCI. There's a whole different categories of how people score these ESG scores. And you can really, a company can go to any particular score they want and get just about any score they want. The UN's trying to close the loop on that and make it so that they can get what they consider to be some sort of standard measure as to what ESG is. And these are things like, for environmental, it would be how well is big is your company's carbon footprint? And the social would be how gender neutral. I mean, you have women, transgender. Do you have people of color, indigenous peoples, other things on their board and in their workforce? Are they unionized? That would be give you a good S score. And G would be something that deals with governance. Is it a board that has a lot of different people on it, and is it one that gives, there's not a big salary gap between the executives and others? Does it give to the community? That sort of thing. And that's what all these companies are vying for, because if they don't get a good ESG score, as you mentioned, they may not be able to, get loans. They may not be able to do business with some of the various big investor funds or like BlackRock and others that would sell their shares.
Well, and really, we need to be divesting from those funds anyway because of their relationship to entities like the CCP, who you brought up, right? So here we have the CCP that is, basically flaunting its, they're snubbing their nose at these guys while prancing around being celebrated as though they're some big environmental wonder or what have you. Yet they have some of the worst, quote unquote emission records of any country in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's unfair about this is that, and you'll get inconsistencies here in the ESG scoring. So, for example, this one was a particularly funny one to me. You have a company like Exxon, let's say, which produces fossil fuels and goes out there. You would think the Greens would score that very lowly because they're a fiend of the earth. On the other hand, you have Elon Musk, who makes electric cars. But they both get about the same score. In fact, Exxon got a better score. And you'd go, why would Exxon, an oil company, get a better score than somebody who makes electric cars, which is, of course, touted by the Greens as wonderful? Well, Elon does and Tesla does score higher than Exxon in terms of its environmental component. But on the social and governance component of ESG, he scores terrible. For example, his workforce is not unionized. And he's also run basically a strong arm. He's a white dude who kind of runs his company, without a whole lot of, input from anybody else. So he scored terrible.
Board oversight and whatever. Well, he, I mean, gee, I own my company, so yeah, maybe I'm going to run it the way that I want to. And by the way, it's privately held, which is probably another shot against him that he is, you know, that the government actually has limited surface touch when it comes to the holdings of Elon Musk. We're going to need to take a break in a second. When we get back, I want to dig more down into him. By the way, it's environmental, social, and governance. I said economic, but it does impact economics because every aspect of a business's economy is touched by these ESG scores. Now, we'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is the president of CFACT, Craig Rucker. Craig, CFACT, CFACT.org, by the way, is the website. CFACT.org is how you can connect with them. You were talking to me in the break, and folks, this should just be, I don't know, shocking to all of us, but one of the other aspects, we talk about environmental, social, and governments, and I guess they would refer to this as social, but the one of the underlying themes of this had to do with ecumenicalism and bringing the religions of the world together in order to promote climate change. Talk to me about how they did that.
Yes, I mean, it's always been a component of this, but it was interesting that this was, and I think it was because Sharm el-Sheikh, where the COP27, this climate summit took place, was not far from Mount Sinai, which is, of course, where Moses went up and received the Ten Commandments. So I think they used that as kind of a reason to try and do something dramatic on this particular front, which is faith. First off, they held a couple meetings. One of the meetings had, it was an ecumenical panel, had Buddhists in it, had different, of course, Christian, I think Muslim, had a gentleman, oddly, from the World Wildlife Fund there who did a lot of the speaking as well. But essentially what they were talking about was that they are going to try to get the faith together, and amongst the other things is they want to try and create an ethic where people will value the creation and our connectedness to this. One of the events they staged during last weekend was to go up on Sunday to Mount Sinai, smash the Ten Commandments, and create a new one. Some of these new Ten Commandments, which have been released to the press, are, you know, things like we are stewards of this world. I guess that that would be consistent with Genesis 1:27. But then they get into a little bit of what I call pantheism, you know, creation manifest divinity, change our inner climate, everything in life is interconnected. These are the things, you know, every action matters, repent and return to your faith in the earth and that sort of thing. It's fairly new agey slash pantheist is the only way I could describe it. The organizations that were pushing this was the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, the Elijah Interfaith Institute, and the Peace Department, all far leftist organizations. And what was said at these meetings is that they want the climate movement not just to be about science and using your head, but they want to get it to be a conviction where it's in the heart and it's part of the spirituality of the people to want to give, you know, give their all to the earth and to peace and to our interconnectedness with the earth.
Craig, it's the reflection of what you just talked about and what Romans 1 talks about when it says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this God gave them up unto vile affections. This is exactly what Scripture warns about in Romans chapter 1, at where you elevate the creation above the Creator, and you create this warped and perverted belief system. And one of the things you mentioned to me in the break was a specific prayer about the earth being this living being. Can you reiterate that to my audience?
Yes, this was the last speaker at a young student from Pakistan who they put up there as a person, leading basically a fairly big group of young people. And she said that, and very serious, the earth is a living being. And the way you can connect to your ancestors, connect to your responsibilities, the way you can connect to her, meaning the earth, is to listen to her because she speaks and she will tell you how to protect her, as though the earth will be able to do that. And of course, this was embraced by all the different people of the different faiths as being, you know, of course, this makes common sense. They then showcased a Buddhist monk of some sort who gave a similar type speech, and they even led the group in meditation, where you would say things like, everything around me is absorbing peace, including the sky, the oceans, the people, the wildlife, and everything is radiating peace. So, you know, these are the types of things that they said during this conference, in addition to the Ten Commandments stunt, that I found to be a little peculiar.
The Ten Commandments is really quite disconcerting to me, that they would walk up to Mount Sinai and break that. I mean, the symbolisms and so on that are associated with that, that is an absolute abomination, in my opinion, and heretical. And it is, you know, it's the Tower of Babel, man. This is man. And so therefore, when we look at what's happening around the world and in our country, it shouldn't surprise us. We'll talk more about Christian persecution coming up with D.D. Laugesen a little bit later in the program. Craig, thank you so much for being here. President of CFACT, that's CFACT.org. CFACT.org. If you're watching us, you can see it right there on the screen. CFACT.org. Thank you again, Craig, for being with us today. And thank you for all that you're doing to fight back against this radical agenda.
Back at you, Pastor Greg. It was a pleasure being on your program.
Back with more right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, thank you so much for being with me. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen. Gosh, I have been a little bit remiss in doing this. So a couple of quick things. Please share the program. Share the link. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Share the link with your friends. We'll greatly appreciate that. And that will, of course, grow our audience and enlighten more people as to facts and truth and what's happening. We really got into that with our first hour when we talked a lot about Greg Abbott and that tweet that he sent out. And the reality is that he has not declared an invasion. And one of the proofs in the pudding is how can you declare an invasion and then load people on a bus and send them up to Pittsburgh? If you've declared an invasion, then you would have, well, forces at the border building a wall and securing the border. And that's not happening. Bethany Blankley was with us to break that down. David Shistokas was with us, our constitutional attorney, to talk about the authorities of that and the authority that the governor would have to do that in light of the abandonment by the federal government and not doing their duties. Anyway, first hour talked about that. Just had a great conversation with Craig Rucker from CFACT about the climate change gathering that took place in Egypt and I want to be clear about this. The original Ten Commandments are in the Holy of Holies in Israel and pretty much ground into dust. So they didn't actually break the tablets, but they did go up onto Mount Sinai during this conference and do a kind of a reenactment, where they were basically saying, we're breaking the Ten Commandments and creating a new set of commandments where we worship Mother Earth. Yeah, for real. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He's here as co-host and guest and just fellow contributor today. It kind of works out the right way because I really want to get his thoughts and input on this. Last night, President Donald John Trump, the 45th president.
Tonight?
Yes.
The environmental conference that was meeting in Egypt.
Yes.
Went to Mount Sinai, climbed up Mount Sinai, and because I thought Mount Sinai was kind of hard to get onto because, Saudi government doesn't kind of have to stake out, said, don't go here. They actually went on Mount Sinai and created their own Ten Commandments, or created their own, broke it, and said, we're not following these. These are no longer valid, or something along those lines.
Basically, yes. And it was actually done by a quote unquote ecumenical group.
Well, ecumenical typically means Christians that don't believe in Jesus and Jews that don't believe in God. Ecumenical, yeah, it basically means I've got a divinity degree, but I don't actually believe in anything I learned. So, wow, that's amazing. I'm going to have to, look that up, and it's one of the things that it really shocks me to the core. That's not what I'm on to talk about. I'm on to talk about politics and what happened last night. So let's talk about that, because I have to tell you, I'm truly stunned by that, and not just in a mental way, but it kind of went to the pit of my stomach and made me sick.
Yeah.
So
no, I know. Yeah. No, when I heard it, I was just, I mean, I'm still, to some degree, I guess I'm still processing. I mean, I immediately went to Romans 1, right? Where having the knowledge, or where they know the truth, right? The word says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who told the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations and foolish, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. That is the environmental, radical environmental movement in a nutshell, folks. And that's what they've done.
It tells you it's nothing new. But my thoughts went more Old Testament oriented. And with a lot of smiting involved, but that's a different story. So anyway,
Donald John Trump, the 45th president, has announced from Mar-a-Lago last night that he intends to run to become the 47th president of the United States of America. And he opened up with a declaration of his campaign, and they have filed with the elections, he's all in with regards to this. The Washington Post came out with a pretty scathing article this morning. That's not really a surprise, but just referencing, you know, that he's twice impeached and that there's a lot of criminal investigations and litigation that are underway.
Yeah, let me just be clear. The Washington Post had on January 20th, 2017, the first day when Donald Trump took office, on the front page, "The resistance begins." Okay? These are the same people who sit there and say, oh, you have to accept election results, who said on the first day of Donald Trump's presidency that there was a duty to resist, and that they were welcoming all the deep state people, all of the people in the administrative state, all the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., to resist. And they would provide them whistleblower protections and the like. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're the same paper that Jeff Bezos, not the richest man in the world, but Jeff Bezos kept alive because they had no value. They kept alive and added dozens of reporters to investigate the administration of Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. They're the same paper that was used by the deep state to try to promote and public and push the Russia collusion scam.
Yep.
They are a nothing more than a rag that represents the interests of the uniparty slash Democrat Party. And that, and so they're, you know, the fact that they can't come up with any truth about the Trump presidency tells you everything you need to know about the Washington Post and the fact that they are a fully subsidized operation of Jeff Bezos, which should actually disqualify them from being considered as anything other than a rag.
Well, and my point in bringing them up is that they are also, that they're part of what he, you know, jokingly referred to last night as fake news. And then he said, I'm not going to muddy the waters of this elegant event. But you know, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to hear about for the next couple of years until he gets into
next
office.
2 years until he's elected, and then we'll hear about it for the next 4 years after that.
Yeah, and then it will be the kind of thing that will happen for the next 4 years. You know, should he prevail and win the election? And there are going to be other candidates. I'm sure that there will be others that are going to jump into the primary. I don't know who at this point. but I'm sure that there are going to be others that are going to jump into this and, you know, hopefully we can actually have a reasonable primary season where, you know, actual conversations take place. I have always been a supporter 100% of President Donald Trump's policies. And I've even defended him, quite frankly, on some areas where others were critical, in being bold enough to say the things that need to be said and giving a voice to those things. And I am 100%, you know, in support of our J6 people. Quite frankly, I'm not sure that I believe that he has done as much as I would have liked for him to do in the defense of those J6 people and in demanding that they be released or even helping. He's got $69 million in a political fund. We'll be back. We got to take this break. I'll be right back. And then I'm going to give you the floor. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Rick Manning is my guest, Americans for Limited Government. So, go ahead. I kind of ran us right up to the end there, and I apologize, but, President Trump has announced, and, you have some insight as to why he likely announced at this time, and you were kind of talking about the WAPO rag, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's been a pretty persistent rumor in Washington, D.C. that the FBI is going to pay another visit to Mar-a-Lago, with the intent of, arresting Donald Trump on what are made up charges, probably built on some kind of, building all around what had the J6 commission stuff and, what was essentially garbage. But that was the rumor that what was going to happen. So Donald Trump had to announce before that occurred.
Okay.
That's just optics among other things, but it is a, and so if that was in the game plan of the left, that was going to happen. I think Donald Trump had to put that into the equation in terms of the timing of his announcement. And that's, just something that, and in terms of the J6 protesters, you're right. He hasn't done a lot for them, but recognize his lawyers are telling him flat out, you can't do anything because they're trying to put you in jail because of what happened on January 6th. They're trying to say you encouraged it. You're the one who incited it. You were the lead insurrectionist.
Right.
And because that's what the Democrats are attempting to do, and I include, when I say Democrat, I'm referring to the Democrat Office of Justice in Washington, D.C. No, he couldn't do anything because anything he did would be used against him as proof that he was culpable for doing it. So even if it was the right thing to do, which it would have been the right thing to do, his lawyers were telling him, you do this, and it's a nail in your coffin. Because in DC legal world, you don't have to be guilty. You just have to be tried in a D.C. court.
My. No, I understand. It makes sense. It's the whole situation, all of this, you know, irrespective of what anybody might feel or think. And I know there are still a lot of reactions, you know, when you talk about Donald Trump. Everybody has a reaction or a feeling or an emotion that's associated with it. But irrespective of where you come down on that, and obviously on the left, there that's just, you write that off. But those on the right that have their mixed feelings about it, I think the thing that we have to remember, and I think the thing that we are all realizing, I just, by the way, and I just, this just happened, I had Dr. James Thorpe on the program earlier this week talking about the statistical study that was done, statistics released by the federal government showing that the vaccine causes stillborn babies in pregnant women, and the showing the graphic averages, 5.7 to 5.8 is the traditional, the average, and with the shot that number jumps up from anywhere from 29 to 160 per thousand. And I mean, there's no question. They got the shot. This is the group that got the shot. And within that group, these are the numbers, period. Well, Facebook.
And they're a group, and they're a group that was not ever going to die of the disease.
Well, and that was the other point. The point was, is that, you know, the infection rate is 0.00000000001. I mean, there's not even anything that registers. And so Facebook said in their algorithms that our conversation about that, tripped their wire. And, mm-hmm. and so now I was suspended for 24 hours for having someone on that talked about the truth.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to do that either, Greg.
And, yeah.
Here's the thing in terms of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We no longer are going to be speculating about whether he's going to run again. We now know he is going to run again, mm-hmm. even though he had pretty much foreshadowed it for the last year. Mm-hmm. We know he is going to run again. There will be Republicans who run against him. You will have polls that come out, and one came out done by Club for Growth, which is not pro-Trump based on the fact that even though they're conservative, they are globalist, conservative. And so they ran a poll and showed that DeSantis would beat Trump and four in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida. And so, you know, and I have to know a little bit about the guy who runs it. He's a friend of mine. Kind of got in a fight with him yesterday over it, but it was but the bottom line is there's going to be people in a primary. There's going to be a lot of people going for the prize of being able to be the nominee. And the one thing that these people need to do is understand a simple fact. Donald Trump, they have to figure out how to get Trump voters to be willing to vote for them, because the reality is they aren't just going to pull the lever for Republicans.
Right.
They are independent voters who didn't participate. And the truth is, with a Democrat turnout machine that just gives them auto votes, they can elect a John Fetterman. If you don't turn out Trump voters en masse and figure out how to add to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the key.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter who they nominate. They could, you know, they could reelect Joe Biden and have him never leave the basement of the White House for the next 2 years.
Yeah, Well, and part of the key to this is they've got to get people beyond just quote unquote Trump voters to vote for, you know, whoever the candidate is, if it's, even if it's Trump. And I believe, I firmly believe, Rick, that, you know, the more people that I talk to, that's going to be people of principle and people who have strong faith. And well, the faith community will swing this. I really believe that.
Well, I'd like to see him show up sometime because the fact is churchgoers don't, churchgoers don't go to church, go to vote any more than non-churchgoers. Okay. As for all the talk about, you know, the faith voter, I'm just going to talk a little truth. If the faith voter doesn't go vote and they say, God's in control and, you know, I don't have to participate. If a faith voter sits there and says, it's okay what's going on in our country, and I'm not going to vote, I'm not going to get other people of faith to vote, you know, that's why they're getting run over politically. Because nobody in Washington, D.C. believes a faith voter has to be feared. Well, that's the reality. They fear the half a percent of people, or one-tenth of one-millionth percent of the people who claim to be transgender, more than they fear the 70 million people go to church. That's the reality. And the reason they do that is because they do not believe that people of faith vote, and it's up to people of faith to prove them wrong.
And people of faith need to understand that part of the expression of your faith in this country, I don't care about anywhere else in the world, but in this country, part of your expression, we have to stop correlating this as a political issue. This is not a political issue. And that's why our founders laid their lives down. The founders, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that wasn't political for them. It was life. It was life. Everything correct. About it was life, Rick. That's our problem.
Correct. And Pastor Greg, not to put too fine a point on it, but we had state governments that shut down churches for long periods of time. Some churches fought back, very few. Mm-hmm. Other churches said, we'll open when it's safe. The bottom line is, no politician paid a price for that. Gretchen Whitmer, who is the worst of the worst, won. Okay. Yeah. So you have until people of faith stand up and say, no, we won't have a Moabite government. We will not allow a government that is nothing more, nothing less than people who worship the ground, worship the animals.
Yeah.
Until we stand up and say no,
nothing's going to change.
We get.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time. Rick Manning has been my guest. I agree. And, you know, that's why you, my dear audience, are so important, because you're those voices. You're those activists. You're the people that will engage and do engage. And that's why it's so important that you share what you believe, what you know in your heart to be true, with everyone you can. Back with more right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.